Singer-songwriter Justin Roberts is my guest in this next portion of the program. He's a Chicago alt-folk rocker. He also writes and performs songs for children. Justin's music for kids is winning rave reviews from children and their parents. The songs are fun. Some are toe-tapping tunes, others quiet. Some you'll sing along with, others sit back, close your eyes, and listen. This is definitely, definitely not Barney Land. The Chicago Sun-Times calls Justin's music, and Justin, one of the finest members of Chicago's hip kids music scene. Justin Roberts now has three CDs for kids to his credit. They are Great Big Sun, Yellow Bus, and Not Nap Time. Let's listen to that title tune, Not Nap Time.
Even though it seems,
yeah,
even though it seems,
yeah,
even though it seems, it's time for nap time dreams. It's not nap time now, no, not even close. More like jumping out the window, running round the house. It's not nap time now, so don't even start with those carpet squares. You're gonna break my heart. There will be no sheep taking that big old leap over fences, 'cause it's not nap time and it makes no sense.
Justin Roberts, the title tune from his latest CD for kids, Not Nap Time. The New York Times says of this tune, a Buddy Holly-like song could be the protest anthem for preteens. I'm happy to welcome Justin Roberts as my guest this afternoon in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. Justin, hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Good, good. Well, what led you to create music for kids?
I wasn't really planning on doing it.
Yeah.
I was playing in an alternative band in Minneapolis called Pimentos for Gus. And during the day, to make my living, I started working as a preschool teacher and started doing music with the kids there. And that kind of led me into writing some songs for them. And then I left the preschool and just kept writing kids' songs, even though I had no audience for them and I didn't know anyone with kids. Just started writing them. So it was kind of strange, but eventually I recorded them and got out and started playing for families.
Yeah.
Found it to be very rewarding.
Now, is the music you write for children and their parents similar to or quite different from the music you write for older listeners, adult listeners?
I think what's different, some of it's the same and some of it is different. I think there's sort of a fun and whimsy in writing for kids that doesn't necessarily come across when I'm writing a song just for adults. And it lets me explore that part of my personality. But I also like to explore serious songs for kids and parents as well, just to sort of acknowledge the profundity of a child's experience beyond just innocence and happiness.
Yeah, you've written a song about divorce, Mama is Sad.
Yeah, and that one I wrote it and didn't want to put it on a record, but my producer who I work with, Liam Davis, who plays in a band up here in Chicago called Frisbee, he was from a divorced family and heard the song, and he was like, you definitely got to put that on. So, gotten interesting comments, both you know, people that have found it really rewarding and some people who like to skip past it because they don't want to hear a sad song. Mm.
There's a lot of variety in these songs. There are songs that address like a serious issue like divorce. There are songs that teach, a song, for example, about getting into the cookie jar.
Right.
Or another about riding in the car.
Yep.
Then, as I mentioned, there are quiet songs.
You know, right.
So what inspires you? How does it come to you?
I guess bits and pieces from my own memory of being a child work their way into the songs, and then, you know, once I get the idea, I sometimes just let the story tell itself and let it end up where it, you know, just sort of do a stream of consciousness kind of story and see where it ends up.
The first song that I heard you do was online.
Mm-hmm.
I went to your website and I listened to One Little Cookie, and I loved it, and there was great artwork that went with it. There's a little animation that goes along with the tune.
Yeah.
Tell us about One Little Cookie.
One Little Cookie was inspired by you know, that experience of being told that you can't have something that's sweet when you're a child. And
it'll spoil your dinner.
Yeah, so I was thinking about that, and I came up with the with one eye watching the kitchen door and one hand reaching in the cookie jar as the opening line, and sort of just became this slightly devious child for 2.5 minutes. And of course, it ends up with a ruined appetite, as often was the case in my childhood.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of One Little Cookie.
Kitchen door, one hand reaching for the cookie jar. I heard this voice from up above, showered down these words of love. Mom always said no sweets before. Mom always said no treats before. Yeah, but one little cookie would spoil my dinner. Now would it? Would it? No. Another little cookie would be paradise. Then I heard that voice from up above, showered down these words of love. Mama always said no sweets before. Mama always said no sweets.
One little cookie leads to another. One little cookie from the CD Yellow Bus. Justin, what is your website so folks can go and take a look at that?
It is justinroberts.org.
Okay, very good. Another favorite of mine is from the new CD. It's the title of the tune is Nightlight.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this song. It's really sweet because I think, you know, going back to my childhood, I think that the world was a much better place because of the nightlight.
Yeah.
As a kid.
I think there's that sense of protection in that song.
Yeah.
That a nightlight provides. And you know, I like the idea of the child seeing that everyone really likes the nightlight, even people that think they're getting too old for it.
Yeah.
There's a comfort that I still get, like if I see a nightlight at someone's house.
Yeah. I really like the idea of, in this tune, there's an image of the child that wants a nightlight everywhere. He or she thinks that they're so great.
Right.
Even out on the front lawn.
Right.
What a great light that would be, wouldn't it?
To the dismay of the neighbors.
Well, why don't we take just a little listen to Nightlight.
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 Get a little fright.
Get a little fright.
When it's dark, it's dark.
It's dark, it's dark.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na
na. Nightlight.
Nightlight.
It's everybody's right.
It's everybody's right.
And everybody wants one.
Everybody wants one.
Yeah. Won't you come a come a come a put the na 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 nightlight on? When it's dark as dark and it's late as late and there ain't no moon that can light up this whole place. So won't you put one in every room in our house out there on the lawn? Yeah, the neighbors will think we're crazy, but we light those night lights on and we're singing Nightlight. Get a little fright.
Nightlight from Justin Roberts' latest CD, Not Nap Time. I imagine some kids would ask for this ahead of nap time or bedtime.
Yeah, I do hear that a lot from parents, that kids will listen to the CDs at night and then a song like One Little Cookie will come on and rouse them up. They're like, want to program just the softer songs, try to get them to sleep.
Yeah, well, is this the case, I think, with Nap Time or with Yellow Bus? I think the quieter songs are near the end.
Yeah, I actually, with all three of the CDs, I do that.
So wind them down a little.
Try to have it a little bit of an arc and slow down at the end.
I'd like to play All Eyes on You as our final selection this afternoon
great.
From Yellow Bus. What would you like to say about that song?
That's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's just a you know, it's sort of a, I'm not a parent myself, but it's me imagining what it's like to be a parent and, you know, gazing at your child. And I mean, I think even when you're not a parent, you see other children, you see a newborn baby, it's just hard to take your eyes off the wonder of that, and that's kind of what the song's about.
Yeah, well, let's hear this. All Eyes on You. Justin, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Justin Roberts.
The world is unfurled for you, so soft and light, so burning bright, so arms that cling, so hearts that sing. Don't cry now, just rest your eyes. Sorrows will fade to stars unmade and dreams unsung. Thy will be done.
On You from Justin Roberts' CD, Yellow Bus. Justin now has three CDs for kids to his credit. They are Great Big Sun, Yellow Bus, and his latest, Not Nap Time. Our thanks this afternoon to singer-songwriter Justin Roberts of Chicago.